League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You're listening to Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Do you need replacement parts and tools for your repair, maintenance, or restoration project? O'Reilly Auto Parts has you covered. Trust the friendly, knowledgeable parts professionals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They know what it takes to get the job done right the first time. In fact, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for years. Stop by and talk to one of their professional parts people today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now on the Sports Map Radio Network, one of our favorites, Jerry Palm of CBS Sports. Jerry, welcome onto the show. You're on with David and Carla.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's great to have you here on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. And we want to talk a little college football with you. Of course, the big story now, Georgia-Alabama was as much a story as anything needed to be, but now Nick Saban's come down with testing positive. What impact does that have on the game this week?
Well, it means that he's not really going to be available to them. So the assistant coaches, and especially, I guess, Steve Sarkisian, who's the interim coach while Saban is out, he's not going to be – my understanding is he's not available for the game. He can't communicate with anybody during the game. There isn't really he can't really have an impact on Saturday. But the preparation, he's still doing some of the preparation work, from a distance. But, not having Nick Saban on the sidelines is not a small thing. he's one of the best coaches in history, and he's going to have his staff really well prepared to carry on without him.
And you look at Jerry Sarkisian's record at USC and Washington, it doesn't give a whole lot of confidence, but he has been under Saban for a while. Is this finally the time where the pupil beats the master in Kirby Smart over Nick Saban this Saturday?
Well, he wouldn't be beating the master because he's not there.
Well, true.
Noted. Yes, he gets his chance. Right.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be anyway because, those two teams are not that far apart. They're
right.
They're different.
I mean,
Alabama's defense has been kind of lax, and especially against Mississippi, although I don't think Georgia's equipped to do what Mississippi did to Alabama. And Alabama's offense has been fantastic, but Georgia's defense has been the best in the SEC. So two different styles of play, two different setups, I guess, or, it'd be like watching two different games. When Alabama has the ball, it's one thing, and when Georgia has the ball, it's another. So, and I think that'll be true whether Saban's there or not, but, some of the critical decisions that need to be made during the game, Saban's not going to have a say in.
We're talking to Jerry Palm of CBS Sports. He's a writer there. I want to ask you, I thought that big win by Texas A&M over Florida last Saturday was impressive. What does it mean for Jimbo Fisher's program?
Well, it's a big confidence booster because they haven't been able to get a win like that since he's been there. And I think it's their first win over the top five teams since he's been there. And they've been one of those teams where the expectations have been higher, but they haven't quite lived up to them. And so maybe that's an indication now that they're ready to do that. The first two games were not impressive. The win over Vanderbilt was lackluster. And then they got crushed in the second game. So it's by Alabama. So now, maybe they can build some momentum from this. But we'll have to wait and see because one game is not a trend.
And, Jerry, what is your confidence level in Kellen Mond, just in the first three games of the season for them?
Well, I think he's a pretty fine player. He's certainly good enough to lead that offense and have productive days. And he's a four-year starter. So, this is a guy who really should know what to do in most situations in that offense now. And last week we saw that happened. You know, we saw his best game at Texas A&M.
Agreed.
And he's got to build on it.
Yeah, very true. Let me ask you about Clemson. To me, looking like the best and the most complete team in the country, they've just had their 25th straight win over an ACC opponent in a great game with Miami, which is so funny because when teams are rolling well, like Miami led by Derek King and Manny Diaz, they think, oh, we got this, and then they meet Clemson, and clearly with their record of 25 straight wins in the ACC, that's the case. It also looks like not a real drop-off for Clemson in their O-line or their defense. I mean, is this team the real deal? It kind of looks like next man up, and how do you evaluate Clemson?
Yeah, that's the way their program's been now for a few years. You know, they lose players to the NFL, and they've got other NFL guys right behind them. And that's the way Alabama's been doing it for years. And Clemson, I mean, that's how you build a dynasty, really, is with recruiting and developing those players. And Clemson is definitely doing that. Nobody's within a step and a half of Clemson in the ACC. Miami is doing very well. They will continue to do very well. And you measure yourself against Clemson. But when Clemson beats you soundly, you just go on to the next game. They're doing that to everybody. Why should you be any different? And they'll do it to Notre Dame. And they'll probably do it to North Carolina, if they get a shot at them. You know, there's nobody that close to Clemson in the ACC.
Yeah, and also, Jerry, we're talking with Jerry Palm of CBS Sports. You make a great point about that. And normally the SEC loves to just have fun with the lack of defense in the ACC. But this year, the SEC's lack of defense is, right. I mean, they really can't, they have no room to talk about Clemson. So how do you evaluate those two conferences looking at the defensive end? And we won't even talk about the Big 12 because there is no such thing as defense in the Big 12. So
yeah, it's been a weird year for the SEC because, you know, the offenses seem to be ahead of the defenses. You know, it's hard to draw trends, you know, from this season, right? True. Because preseason practices were stunted. You didn't have the non-conference games to get things in order, you know, iron out some wrinkles, you know, in the first few games. All of that's gone. You know, for the SEC, you went straight into conference play, but, you know, for most of them against pretty good teams, and the offenses are ahead of the defenses. We'll see if the defenses catch up later in the season, but it's been weird to see Alabama get torched. It's been weird to see Florida get torched. You know, they've got some pretty good players on that defensive side of the ball, and really, you know, of all of these talented defenses, you know, were these talented defensive players, really Georgia's the only one that's been showing up most of the time on defense.
We're talking to Jerry Palm. He's a writer at CBS Sports. So let's go to the Big 12. And as Carla noted, there hasn't been a lot of defense. That was a very exciting game, though, the Red River rivalry.
Yeah. OU, overtime. Texas. Jeez.
And I mean, Lincoln Riley has a new quarterback. He's a redshirt freshman, Spencer Rattler, and it's the first time he's really developed a quarterback, right? He always seems to get these guys who transfer in, like a Jalen Hurts. But I thought Rattler was very impressive in that game.
Yeah, he played well. He's a redshirt freshman, so there's going to be moments that are not as good. And I think he's had some of those as well. But against Texas, I thought he played a pretty good game. That was fun to watch. You know, it was exciting all the way to the end. Yeah, there was plenty of drama, and both quarterbacks were really good. And I just, you know, it was a good game, and Oklahoma found a way to win. But now, you know, you talk about that league. Oklahoma State's really the only team left that can make a run at the playoff.
Yep.
Oklahoma and Texas both have two losses. They're out. Iowa State and Kansas State, I think, are still sitting on one loss, but they're both the Sun Belt teams. So it's, you know, even if those are good Sun Belt teams, but not the kind of a record that's going to get them in the playoffs. So Oklahoma State's really the last team standing, and, you know, we're just still in mid-October now.
Well, with Sam Ellinger, this was the year that Texas was supposed to really do well, win the Big 12 championship at the very least. A disappointment thus far. Is Tom Herman's job in jeopardy?
Maybe, but one thing you have to keep in mind now is that this pandemic has put a real crunch on everybody's finances. All of these athletic departments are having people cut back. They're furloughing people. They're cutting sports. Coaches are voluntarily taking pay cuts. If you want to get rid of Tom Herman, I don't know what his contract is like, but I imagine it's got a sizable buyout in it. Where are you going to come up with that money? You know, Texas, I mean, Shaka Smart might still be coaching at Texas right now. for that same reason.
Exactly.
You know, because he was one of those guys considered on the hot seat down there, and he's still there. I mean, we hardly saw, you know, in terms of basketball coaches turnover at the beginning of the pandemic, before all the financial hits took place, you know, we didn't see as much. Well, now, you know, deeper into it, when and athletic departments are making these cuts, you might not see as much turnover as you might in a normal year because of the buyouts in these contracts. And that might be long-term the biggest thing that changes in college athletics, is that some of these buyouts are going to go away in the future. Coaches aren't going to be able to get big buyouts anymore.
Well, that's a big buyout cost with Tom Herman. And then, of course, anybody they hire will cost a lot of money, too. I mean, there are whispers of Urban Meyer and other big names. Yeah, that would cost a lot of money. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your insights here on Sports Map.
All right, thanks.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.